Hello.
Hi, this is John Conner from Opinion Research. This is a quick survey. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Okay, perfect, sir. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
I am registered as a Democrat, but I vote Republican.
As a Democrat. Oh, okay. I see. Not a problem, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And how likely are you to vote in this November election for president and governor or North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely. Oh, okay. Would that be very likely or somewhat likely to vote?
Very likely. It's definite.
Very likely. All right. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much for your opinion. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area or North Carolina?
Excellent. The economy has not been good since Biden's been president.
All right. So would you say not so good or poor?
Not so good. Not so good.
Not so good. Thank you for your clarification, sir, and your opinion. The next one are two statements. When it comes to overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one, it says that under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. The next statement, it says that under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed, and the cost of buying a house, a home, is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Would you say that, which statement in this case do you agree with more? The first one I read to you or just the second one?
The second one.
The second one. Okay, sir. Thank you for your opinion. The next one, it says that, can you please mark your opinion in this case of each of the following people acting in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first person on the list, it says Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
One, we just said, okay, thank you, sir. And next one on the list, it's Lori Buckout.
Very favorable.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. The next one on the list is Roy Cooper.
Very unfavorable.
I'm sorry?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And next one is for Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. And next one is for Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And next one is for Don Davis.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And if this year a presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. The next one, it says that if in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
Robinson, thank you for your opinion. And if the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you have to vote today? Dan Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a libertarian?
Lori Buckout.
Buckout. Okay, perfect. And do you belong to a credit union or not, sir?
Oh, I do. I'm a member of the State Employees Credit Union.
Okay. Thank you. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution, bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab. The next one is check, cashing outlet, or order institution.
I'm not going to disclose that information.
All right, not a problem, sir. And next, here are some statements about a record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? That first and this statement, it says,
I've got to leave now. But I mean, obviously, with the way I've told you who I'm voting for, all of his policies would be unfavorable.
Yeah, I mean, right now we was about to finish. I just need to just ask you a few questions in regards to these statements and some, in this case, classification purposes only questions, sir, if you don't mind, of course, before you go.
Go ahead.
And as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans. Do you think this statement is something very positive about him, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
Well, I mean, I think that's good that he's done that, so however that rates.
So you said out of the options that I read to you, which one would you choose from your opinion? Would you say negative, neutral, somewhat positive, very positive,
neutral?
Okay, thank you, sir. And through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work.